morning.
Morning.
This selection of scripture was called the by a friend, the Christian's Marv Soap. It's from 1 John 1, verse 5 through 9. This is the message we've heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This portion of John 1 I once understood in the context of the church as a body, which it definitely is applicable towards. You know, we ought not be playing church on Sunday and then acting a fool during our 40-hour work week, or talking trash about one another because we disagree on some piece of scripture. That's well and good wisdom, but there's also extra truth at the end I think has been overlooked in connection to our personal sanctification. The process the Holy Spirit uses in our lives to purge sinful living is generally connected to circumstances that are out of our control. God placing us in situations for the purpose of building godly character. Many times, the repentance of sins happens in this context, but most of the time we spend those months or those moments praying and petitioning that this too shall pass, like a pop-up shower that caused you to rethink afternoon plans or some unexpected medical bills you didn't see. Something like, Lord, grant me patience and gratitude, and please stop these dollars from burning a hole in my pocket. Am I right? So, those are well and good prayers, but sometimes we ourselves are the cause. If you got sin in your life and you've chosen to engage in it for whatever reason, it's going to come to light somehow. God is slow to anger and quick to forgive. If we confess, we not only get God's mercy, but he is also faithful to grant us a means of escaping future temptation. One of those is having fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to help us mortify sin through accountability. But getting the words out of our faces is like passing a kidney stone. The emotional pain and anxiety and stress can cause physical illness, but it's the only way out. Confessing sin is the prescription for us to be made whole and to continue in the pursuit of holiness in hope that one day we will see Jesus face to face. We will be as he is, sinless and glorified at the right hand of the Father, sharing in the heavenly estate as co-heirs to eternal life with our Savior forever.